Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed some seeds. Dear friends of Christ, gardening. We've got a garden right out here that Leonard and other people do. It's hard work to plant and to produce a crop. You have to control the pests. There's the heat thing. How much water do you have to apply? And there's all the pests, the bugs, the bunnies, the bees, and the birds. You know, people have always been gardening, and that's why Jesus used that theme of gardening in one of his parables. And so our theme, the gardener and his seed. In our parable, the sower and his seed, in our parable, the sower or the gardener is God. The seed, of course, is the word of the kingdom. The word of the kingdom. The seed is the good news that Jesus Christ died for sinners to save us. It's what Jesus has done to save us. Now, Jesus has done great things. He's done remarkable things. We know that on the cross. He's done things that we would expect nobody to have to do for other people. To be punished for somebody else. So that we might have the opportunity to believe in him. He died so that people might have the opportunity to have a right relationship with God. A pure relationship with God. He made it so that that could happen for people who are separated from him. To give people the opportunity not just to be forgiven and have a good relationship, but the opportunity to believe it. To believe that it's true. To believe in your Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. The problem? Most people don't believe it. Now I know you're here. But the Bible says most people don't believe it. It's discouraging to hear. Most people refuse the message. They refuse to let God's word change them. Well, they're willing to believe there's a Jesus, but they're not willing to let God's word change them. Did you listen to the epistle? Did you listen to the Old Testament? Repent, change. Sometimes as Christians, we're not willing to do all that. Instead, they choose to live their own lives. They choose to reject the message of God, to be what they want to be rather than what God wants them to be. And even though the gardener has done his job by scattering the seed and putting the love of Christ out there, that seed planting process, sadly, is usually unsuccessful. The seed grows, the plants die. That's the way of the kingdom. That's not good. And the failure rate is astoundingly high, astoundingly concerning. And we find out the reason. And the reason is there are four different kinds of soil in our hearts. Some of the good seed in the kingdom gets snatched away by the evil one. Satan gets involved with temptations. Other seed is planted and the plant joyfully sprouts up and they live excited about Jesus for a while. And then all of a sudden, tribulation, persecution, difficulties happen in their lives. Well, if God is going to allow, if God is a good God, he wouldn't let bad things happen to me. And then they fall away. Another seed sprouted up only to be strangled and choked to death by the cares and tribulations of worry and greed and sin that surrounds them. Only a tiny fraction of seeds. Only a small, slender portion of the seed that's scattered falls on good soil and grows into a healthy plant. And thrives and produces an abundant harvest. So what does it all mean? What does all the sower and the planting and the seed mean? The four different types of soil in our hearts. Well, it's good news and bad news. But first, the good news. God has planted his seed. He's scattered his seed on you. We're the believers. We're the ones of good soil. God has planted his seed in our heart, and we believe the Lord's word. And we let the Lord's word settle into our hearts and take root and produce fruits of repentance, so that we turn from our ways and follow in the ways of our Lord, that our faith might not be choked out by the sins and cares of the world around us. And that's the good news. God's kingdom is alive in you. God's seed is planted in you. God's word is active in you. In you is where your Savior Christ lives. And you have a blessed gift there. In good soil, you're a healthy plant producing fruit and good works for your neighbor. That's the good news. The rest of the parable, well, it's not such good news. In fact, it's bad news. Horrifically, horribly bad news. The ministry of Jesus, whether in the first century or in the 21st century, 2,000 years later, is not always successful. And yet, the kingdom of God continues to be preached from here all around the world. The seed scattered abroad. We don't give up. And then God's word is now available everywhere around the world. This message on the internet for everybody to see. It's out there. Everyone, everywhere has the opportunity to listen. Everyone, everywhere is invited to come. Everyone, everywhere can hear the message of Christ crucified and Christ risen for you. Everyone, everywhere has the opportunity to have the seed fall in their heart. How can the spreading of this seed be so unsuccessful? Why won't people repent and believe and be saved? What's the problem? It's because lost people have the power to reject. This means that we can do everything just right as a church. We can plan, we can pray, we can produce and still fail. We can faithfully scatter the seed right here in Spencer, Iowa, right here at First English Lutheran Church. We can do it year after year and generation after generation. We have a radio broadcast that reaches out to as many people as we can. We can lovingly go out and actively invite our friends and our neighbors to come and join us to hear the message. And we speak the truth with love. We encourage people to repent of their sin, to turn from their ways and live and come to Christ, to turn to Jesus for forgiveness and live. And we can do all that and still fail and have little to show for it. But don't get discouraged. Gardening is hard. Planting the seed has always been difficult. It's hard work. But I love the way the sower in our parable casts a seed. I mean, he casts a seed. This is our God. And he casts it haphazardly, not like most gardeners do, where they plant a row and they put the seed in very intentionally. God takes the sower and he goes and he throws that seed everywhere for all the world to hear. And it doesn't matter what kind of soil you have. God's scattering it and he's throwing it out there randomly, recklessly, everywhere for everyone. Why? Because people everywhere, in every situation, need to hear this message. They need to hear God's word. Our generous God desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Paul writes, God was in Christ restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. This is our loving God. This is the God who cares. He forgives wickedness. He He remembers our sins no more. And he sows his seed everywhere. God gives everyone, everywhere, the opportunity to listen. Even the homosexuals who lived in the city of Sodom. Unfortunately, that planting in the seed in that city yielded no fruit. The homosexuals of Sodom didn't listen. That seed fell on rocky soil, and they rejected. They rejected God, they rejected His message, and they were destroyed by fire and brimstone. Read your Bible. God literally blasted them off the face of the earth. Now, I know that's not something you want to hear. God also scattered His word, however, on the wicked people of Nineveh. Told Jonah to go preach to that wicked city. You remember what happened. You remember the story. Jonah didn't want to go, but after he had repented and after he went and preached to the people of Nineveh, the wicked city, and they were evil. They were an evil people. What happened? Did they reject? Did this casting of the seed fail? No. Not this time. This time the word of God's kingdom thrived. It had a powerful effect on the hearts of the lost, of those wicked people. And the threat of God's wrath moved the whole city. The whole city. 120,000 people in all. That's a large city. They all repented in sackcloth and ashes and turned to the Lord and were saved. God's word landed in good soil. It's why we don't give up. It's why we keep preaching. I've been doing this now for 35 years. Preaching and teaching. I've been preaching the Word of God to people, whether they listen or don't listen, whether in season or out of season, whether it's embraced or rejected, scorned or loved. It doesn't matter. You continue to scatter. And yet, so few people actually take the Word to heart and live. So few people repent. Jesus said, heaven can be entered only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide enough for all the multitudes who choose its easy way. But the gateway to life is small, and the road is narrow, and only a few ever find it. The words of Jesus. Yeah, the way to heaven is narrow. In fact, there's only one way to eternal life. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And you also, you need to understand this. The sower, this parable, is couched between Jesus' warning. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. They want to destroy you. They want to destroy your faith. And you'll recognize them by their fruits. Why are so many people going to hell? Why is the road to hell so broad? Because the world is filled with false teachers who lead the sheep astray. There aren't a whole lot of preachers that will preach a sermon like this today. And there are still false teachers around today. They've always been in the church. They're still misleading. They're still misguiding. Their errors are too numerous to list. They claim there are many roads that lead to heaven. All you have to do is just believe in something. As long as you believe in God, you'll be saved. That's wrong. Just believing that there's a Jesus, just believing that there's a God will not save you. The Bible says in James, the demons believe and they will not be saved. They're damned. false teachers say, listen to what I say. God has spoken to me. The word of God has been revealed to me. I heard God. My friends, that's a lie. God doesn't speak to anybody outside His Word. And He speaks to all of us through His Word. There are no private revelations. A false teacher might also say, God is love. So let's talk about the good thing. Let's talk about love. God is love, but don't fear the Lord. You don't have to. That's just the opposite of what the Bible says. The Bible says, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of godly wisdom. The false teachers say, don't preach God's law. Don't preach about His wrath. Don't make people angry. Don't rile the feathers. Because it offends people. It turns people away. They won't come to church. Stop preaching the rules. And while it's true that people who hear the rules sometimes flee, it's also very wrong. My friends, God hates sin. He always has. Sin is offensive to Him. The commandments are good and they're right and they're holy. The commandments are God's will for all people. Without Jesus, there is no salvation because these are the rules. Even though we should obey them, none of us do. And without Christ, we're doomed. That's why when Jesus Christ walked on this earth, His message was simple: repent, turn, believe. Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, Jesus said. Matthew 21:32, John came to show you the way of righteousness. You did not repent. Jesus said, Luke chapter 24, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead and on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations. Matthew 3:8, Jesus said, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Repentance produces the fruit of faith. The seed that falls on good soil produces change, bears fruit. Now, I've said it before, I'll say it again. No one hates Jesus because of the message that God is love. Everybody will receive a God who loves them. So why do people reject God? Because God's word exhorts sinners to repent. The world hates to be told that they're sinful and unclean. The world hates to be told that their ways are wrong, that their ways lead to hell. Try telling people today, in today's environment and culture, try telling people that they can't choose their own gender identity. That it's wrong, and not only wrong, it's evil. Boys are boys, girls are girls. What'll happen to you? Try telling people homosexuality is a sin or any type of sexual activity outside of marriage is a sin. Just try talking about that. Try telling people divorce is a sin. Try telling people abortion is a sin. You do that, you speak God's rules, and what will people do? They'll reject you and they'll reject God's message. God hates sin. Yes. God hates sin. But isn't He a God of love? Isn't He a God of forgiveness? Yes! Yes, 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 yes! He is a God of love. He is a God of forgiveness. He did send His Savior. The message of our loving God is true. However, the message of God's wrath towards sinners is also true. God hates sin. Sin caused our Heavenly Father to have to send His Son into the world to die. You think God liked that? You think the God, the Father, enjoyed that whole process? He hated it. But He did it because it was the only way to save us. God the Father endured all that. He sent His Son because this is the only way to have life. So turn to Jesus for cleansing. Get on your knees and turn to your Christ. Yes, Christ loves you. Yes, His blood forgives you and washes away a multitude of sins. And yet, this message is also true. Repent of your sins, change your ways, seek Christ, and turn to your Savior, who, as you trust in Him, has the power to give you eternal life. And as you do, then the true forgiving love of Christ will enable you to live for Him. Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Let the plant and the seed of that Christ build in you in such a way that you live for Him. Not to save your soul. Don't live for Christ to save your soul. You can't save yourself by your obedience. Good works can't save you. But live your life for Jesus because He died for you and rose for you to save you from hell. You think many will listen? No. Most will reject. Most will turn away from the message because there's four types of soil where the seed can grow but ultimately fail. The first type is the path. The birds devour the seed, which means Satan tempted the sinner, and the sinner then followed the ways of the devil and they fell away from God. They chose their own sinful lives instead of Christ. The second type of soil is where the seed falls among the thorns. That's the lies of this world and the concerns and worries and the ideologies and false philosophies of the world choked out their saving faith. And instead of repentance, they chose to live in the lie. And the third type, rocking ground, that's stubborn hearts. They just are unwilling to listen. Faith wavers, faith doubts. Trials, tribulation happen. And they reject the Lord. They fall away. Most people live in soil that cannot produce the fruit of faith. Most people live in soil that doesn't produce repentance. But the fourth type. Repentance that produces the fruit of faith. And God has planted His seed in you. In you. Christ in you. His love in you. His message in you. His word in you. God grants you daily forgiveness. Daily cleansing. He sowed it in you. And when the final harvest comes, He will find in you an abundant crop of peace and joy, repentance, the fruits of faith, hope, joy, and love. Let he who has an ear, let him hear. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.